I'm going to do something today that I very rarely do. I'm going to talk about alcohol, specifically the time that Jesus turned water into wine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. Whenever I mention alcohol or wine, I get a flood of protests about me encouraging people to drink. Well, please understand, I'm not doing that. If you have a problem with alcohol, please steer clear of it. But according to God's word, drinking in moderation is fine. Drinking in excess isn't. Now, I've always been puzzled by one of Jesus' first miracles, turning the water into wine at this wedding where they ran out. John chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Then Jesus said to them, "Now dip out some water and take it to the man in charge of the feast." So they did what he said. Then the man in charge tasted it, but the water had become wine. He didn't know where the wine had come from, but the servants who brought the water, well, they knew. He called the bridegroom and said to him, "Look, people always serve the best wine first. Later, when the guests are drunk, they serve the cheaper wine. But you've saved the best wine until now." So clearly, this was not non-alcoholic grape juice. It was definitely the real stuff. Jesus only does things his dad in heaven calls him to do. And one of his very first public miracles is turning the ritual water that the Jews used to cleanse themselves with at the wedding, according to the religious law, he turns that into Chateau Neuf de Pape. Why does he pick that miracle? What do you think God's trying to tell us? Because this is not what most religious people would expect him to do. Then again, Jesus wasn't all that much into meeting religious expectations. That's God's word, fresh for you today. My passion is seeing you walk day by day in a rich, powerful, dynamic relationship with Jesus, the sort of relationship that keeps you safe when the storms of life strike. That's why I love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. That's christianityworks.com.